I will do whatever you say. I will do whatever you say. I will do. Judges chapter 13, verse 5. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For this child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of Philistine. Whatever you say, I will do. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto nations. Praise the Lord. Your destiny, my destiny, our topic. Your destiny, my destiny. Your destiny is your assignment, purpose, will of God, planned for you by God. Your destiny is that special moment you are to take action for the kingdom of God. Your destiny is your life, is the reason for your creation, is the reason for your living, is the reason for your breathing, is the reason you came. Your destiny is that moment you stood against all odds and point to the kingdom of God for the upliftment of the kingdom of God. Establishing the will of God upon your life is your destiny. What makes you unique among your peers is your destiny. What makes you stand out among in your generation is your destiny. But many have been misled that destiny is only a call to the pulpit, which is not true. If everyone is called to pulpit, who will hear us? As Christ made an example in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Though a body has many parts, so is diverse destiny root from God. There are diverse destiny roots from God. There are diverse assignments and purpose we have to fulfill for God. All of us are not called into pulpit ministry. Praise the Lord. We saw in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, how God intensifies destiny upon Jeremiah. He was not totally aware, but God how to align him better for his destiny. His destiny was prophet unto nation. We also saw in John the Baptist, in Luke chapter 1, verse 17, his assignment was clear cut. A foreigner to prepare a way for our Lord Jesus Christ. That was why he surfaced on the surface of the earth. That was why it was given birth to, and that was why he came. In the book of Daniel, we saw Daniel manifested destiny in government, in governance, not on the pulpit. So, if you are thinking that destiny is all about standing on the pulpit, you are deceiving yourself. Daniel was a child of God. Daniel carried God. Daniel carried the presence of God. Did he manifest it on the pulpit? No. He extended the power and excellency of God in government. I will do whatever you say. Whatever you say, I am doing. Whatever you say, I have done. Whatever you say, I will do. In the Old Testament, we saw Joseph also manifest destiny in governance. He was there to preserve the Israelites from anger. He preserved a nation. We knew thousands of people that came out of Egypt with the help of Joseph in governance. He preserved nation of Israel for God. In the case of Esther, her destiny was connected to be a married woman before he could fulfill destiny to preserve the people of God. Praise the Lord. So she does not need to be on the pulpit to fulfill his destiny. Until you find the template for your destiny to be fulfilled, you will still be in error. You will still be hanging around. Your destiny is that special moment you stand for God. So Esther needs to be married. And not only married to anybody, a specific person to be married to fulfill destiny. Hallelujah. The mystery that played in 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15, before the hand of God came down upon Elisha, was a destiny in display. Elisha was stranded in the spirit. He wanted to bring down the hand of God, but he was stranded. He needed a mystery to play gospel song for the cause to be clear. And the mystery did. Everywhere was open and God came down. Praise the Lord. As the faces of men all over the world are facially are not the same, even though they will always look alike, they are not the same. In rare occasions, it is, but they are not the same. So is the destiny of men too. Destiny may be similar. Destiny may be alike, but you are special in your own unique destiny. Most times we grill to new and find out what our destiny is, or God encounter us to show us our destiny. In the case of Moses, his mother perceived his destiny, but it was not clear. The Bible said she saw that he was a perfect child. It was not clear. The Moses his mother knew something about that this baby, it was is a special child, but it was not clear. But she knew, she never knew anything. The God showed up to feast up Moses, and he entered into destiny. But in the case of Samuel, his mother initiated his destiny, and it went well with God, and the mother emphasized on it in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 28. Forever will it be to God. I've lent him to God. Let it be. The mother of John, Jesus, Samson, all knew the destiny of their child before they were given birth to. So they all knew. So it does not matter how you got to discover your destiny. The main purpose is that you fulfill destiny. You bat for the counsel of God. The resources at your disposal is to uphold your destiny, is to finance your destiny. If you don't have an assignment for God, don't expect any backup. No, now, nobody can say or knew anything about your destiny. The Holy Spirit is there to reveal it to you. You just have to pray and pray. You don't have parents like John, Jesus, Samson, and God has not visited you like Jeremiah. The Holy Spirit is there to guide you. If peradventure you knew your destiny, it's better you start preparing towards it. David prepared through caring for animal, and he lasted in destiny when he started caring for people of God. Your preparation determines your lasting. Your preparation determines your heights. Your preparation determines the nature of who you will be in your destiny. Samson never prepared for his destiny, or he prepared, but he learned nothing in the process. How will a deliverer such like that be careless? Be not responsible for his destiny. The man that carried the body of Jesus after his death for proper burial, that was his destiny. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Word himself, his body cannot be lying down like that after death like a criminal. A man stood up with his influence and requested for the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he buried in the proper way as it ought to be. It was the man's destiny. History will never forget that man. The man that Paul performed on Jesus, that was our destiny, because that act was to prepare Christ for his destiny to die for the sin of man. It was a symbolic and figurative preparedness for Christ as he go to die for the sin of man. So shift your eye from the pit. If you have destiny there, it will manifest. Most of the world leaders, don't be surprised, most of them, is their destiny they are in, but they contributed to the reason why they were there. But they contradicted the reason why they were in office. Most of them are manifesting their reasons, their destiny. Don't be surprised. They are manifesting destiny. Most of those world leaders. Praise the Lord. And you have to pray for your destiny not to be uttered. If not for mercy, Brother Paul's destiny was uttered. You saw the zeal he used to torment the early Christians. That was the zeal divinely put in him to manifest destiny. But the devil wanted to take advantage of it. Thank God that mercy spoke for him. And you saw how massively he dealt with the kingdom of darkness when he switched into his original destiny. And you also pray that your destiny is not quenched like Samson, Judas Iscariot, and Gehazi. Their destiny got quenched. If you fail, God will raise up another to conclude your work. The work of God must continue. You are the one that will be, you'll find yourself responsible and faithful for you to conclude what God has started through your hands. Don't forget, your habit will sustain your destiny. Habit of Jesus, praying always, sustain his destiny. David, habit of seeking God for forgiveness, made him last. Habit of Samson for fornication ended his destiny for another to continue. Praise the Lord. What gives man joy in life is his destiny, is his assignment, is his purpose. Many people will sleep in death and open up and open in the other side and saw that they've missed their destiny. Praise the Lord. I'm not terrifying you that you confess Christ as a personal and savior and you work out your salvation, you will go to heaven even without fulfilling destiny. But those that fulfill destiny for God are men. They are partakers of the advancement of the kingdom of God. You can't do such exploits like that and crown will not be waiting for you. Better Paul said it. But if you make it to heaven without fulfilling destiny, it's better than to fulfill destiny and lose it at the end. Praise the Lord. Your destiny is your life. Your destiny is your existence. Your destiny is your course. Praise the Lord. I believe God has spoken to us. I pray that the Lord continue to uphold and sustain us in destiny. In Jesus' name.